the table goes, "Come on, that's awesome. You thought about praying for her? You've never done that before. That's radical." It is radical, isn't it? I thought about doing it. I actually could see my hand going out and that thing running away in the name of Jesus. That's right, that is awesome. Oh, and then the next week they come back and they say, "I saw this guy, he had his arm in a brace. I prayed for him. He took the brace off. He gave me a high five with that broken wrist. He is totally healed. Here's the brace." What is happening to these people? What is happening? What is happening is culture. Culture is happening. When you immerse someone into culture, they can hardly resist it. You know, how many of you have ever gone on a missions trip to a foreign country, a foreign language speaking country? You know, by the time you get back, let's say you spend a week there, 10 days, whatever it is, you come back and you go, "Hola, ¿cómo estás?" You know, all of a sudden you're like Spanish, but you got a second language. Like, how'd that happen? I walk in the door to my wife and children, "Hola. Comida," you know, whatever, you know. Like. Sherry's like, "Don't do that. Don't do that. This isn't there." That's what culture does to you, it envelops you. It welcomes you in, and pretty soon you feel uncomfortable not participating in it. It creates an external pressure that you internalize, and it changes the way that you live, the way that you think, the way that you act. At the heart of risk, at the heart of faith, is the need to kill the fear of man. There has to be a deliberate awareness and a deliberate attempt to kill this fear. The awareness comes from, I was afraid of what people would think. I was afraid of what other people value. I was afraid of people. Until you actually say, you know, "I was afraid. That's why I didn't do it. That's why I did what I did. I was afraid." Until you get to that step, you'll say things like, "Well, out of the dignity."